Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Donna W. in Northern California, and I'm a recovered compulsive eater. Today is, Thursday, July 21st, and we are reading from the Big Book. We are at page 16, end of the chapter. Most of us feel we need look no further for utopia, finishing with goodwill to men, and that's paragraph 3. Finishing up Phil's story. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive eating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive eating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask, we have Deb E. to read the 12 steps.
Thank you and good morning. This is Deb E. from Montana, compulsive overeater, and these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And I will pass.
Thank you, Deb E. Next up is Dion R. to read the 12 traditions.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Dion R. I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Very, very grateful. Our 12 traditions, our common welfare, should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not die. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, which is to carry the message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. Our group are never endorsed, financed, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, less problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, But we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. The OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, a public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principle before personality. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks for allowing me to share.
Thank you. Thank you, Dion R. And then today's readers, we have Jody E. will read from the Big Book, and Eileen M. from A Vision for You. And
Robin so P., I am so sorry for interrupting. My alarm did not go off this morning for the meeting. I'm able to do announcements. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. We have Reggie O. for newcomer greeter, and announcements is Robin P. And let's see, the reference numbers for Wednesday, 20th of July, for the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 19206. That's 19,206. And then for today's meeting at 7 a.m. Eastern is 19209. All right, how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive eaters only. Our abstinence requirements for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirements for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 16, paragraph 3. Most of us feel we need look no further, and that's the last paragraph in the end of this chapter of Bell's story. So if Jody E. can get started on that, please.
I certainly will. Thank you so much, Donna W. This is Jody E., so gratefully recovered in California. Most of us feel we need look no further for utopia. We have it with us right here and now. Each day, my friend's simple talk in our kitchen multiplies itself in a widening circle of peace on earth and goodwill to men. Bill W., co-founder of AA, died January 24th, 1971. What a nice short but beautiful and meaningful paragraph. I'm so grateful to be able to share on it. So, of course, this makes me wonder and ask myself, do I feel that I am living in utopia right here and right now? It's a promise. It's a promise. And is that promise coming true for me? Well, this would be my answer. I feel that I am living in utopia in the present moment when I am in fit spiritual condition, which is not all the time. How do I get in fit spiritual condition? By working these 12 steps, by living on the firing line of life, by living in service and self-sacrifice for others. And most days, I would say, yes, I do when I pause and do a gratitude list and see how my life has improved from when I was in the food, from when I was struggling for a long time, not quite working these steps thoroughly and not sponsoring others. So today I'm grateful to be sponsoring others and being and able to pause and take a look at my life and see the very many blessings that are coming true for me. And I do see them. I do feel them. I feel like I'm being carried and guided, and my life keeps getting better. Instead of spiraling down, as I am when I'm in the food, I'm spiraling up. And I can practice peace on earth and goodwill to men, not only as a sponsor, but in all my affairs. And I do. I do practice peace on earth and goodwill to all men. And that's a wonderful, wonderful way to live. So I'm looking forward to hearing how this promise is coming true in your life when you get present, when you are spiritually fit, and when you take a look at the blessings that are coming true for you and the promises. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Jody E. So I will take names, and for those who'd like to share, and although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you shared this week on Tuesday or Wednesday, then please leave the space for others to share. I'll now take the names one at a time, please.
Lisa J.R.
Wendy
Deanna. Amy W.
Rod G. One second, Amy W. And I think I was, I have Lisa J.R., Wendy B., Dion R., Amy W., and Roz G. Does that sound right? You can take another one or two.
Yes.
Okay, so let's have everybody mute, and we'll start with Lisa J.R., please.
Connie K.
Hey, thank you so much, moderator, and everybody on the line. This is Lisa J.R. from outside Baltimore, Maryland, gratefully recovered by God's grace alone, one day at a time. So this is such a beautiful paragraph, because one of the things that I love about it is it a widening circle of peace on earth, goodwill towards men. And don't we all want that? And it goes back as far as the angels heralding to the shepherds the coming of salvation to the world. So, you know, from a faith standpoint. But here, I love it because that word utopia, been around as long as Plato, traced back as long as Plato, a place of ideal perfection and delight. So is this perfection? I would say no. It can. It has shades of perfection, but it certainly is a place of delight to me to be here in this fellowship. You know, and I didn't know that until I began to live in the solution. It was tough. It wasn't very delightful going over my fourth step and seeing my character defects, but man, it's been delightful carrying the message to people. And being on this line and being part of this fellowship, because of course we're going to see that it's a we program and not a me program, you know, starting with these two chapters. So I love it. Each day the talk multiplies. That implies that each day people are out carrying the message, that talk in the kitchen. And so it's, even though this was written in 1939, we are carrying the torch like those Olympic runners and passing it on to the next person. So it's a beautiful paragraph, and thank you so much for letting me share.
All right. Thank you, Lisa J.R. Next up is Wendy B., followed by Dion R.
Good morning. This is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. And so, you know, utopia is a perfect way of life, and I relate to it as, you know, heaven on earth, you know, which to me, I have the picture of walking hand in hand with my Creator through my day's activities, you know, looking to Him for guidance. And, you know, I'm fully known and loved by Him. I'm not hiding anything from Him. You know, I'm not ashamed or condemned for my humanness and my mistakes. I bring them to my Creator, and He helps me learn the lessons He's trying to teach me through my mistakes. And I'm trusting that He only allows into my life what is for my best interest, you know, and I can let go of my fears and my anxieties because He's all powerful. You know, He knows what is ahead in the future, and He knows how to prepare me for it. And I can live in a peaceful state of serenity, you know, as long as I stay humble and surrendered to His will. And, you know, my ego still wants to rise up and push for my will sometimes. And all I have to do is turn to God and ask for help surrendering again, you know, so I can live in this state of peace on earth and goodwill to men if I continue to do the work necessary, you know, as things crop up that interfere with that state of peace and contentment. And that's all I have. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much. Hold on, let me find my list of names. Wendy B., thank you so much. Next up is Dion R., and please let us know where you're calling from. And then yes. Dion, after Dion is Amy W.
Good morning. Good morning, Debbie from Debbie. this is Dion R. from Ohio, the beautiful state of Ohio, and I am a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. And just looking at that utopia word, that stands out for me. Of course, I pulled out my Big Book dictionary, and back then they had it as a perfect world, perfection, any condition, place, or situation, or social, or political perfection. Whoa, like utopia. Believe it or not, guys, in the beginning, that's what I was looking for, and I couldn't find it. And that's why I ate and ate and ate and ate and ate and ate, because I was looking for the perfect world. I wanted perfection in me, and I demanded perfection in others, you know. That never happened. So what did I do? I ate over it. And thank you, God, for vision for you. And but no, I'm going for Overeaters Anonymous. Let's just say that. And then vision for you, because just being reminded that this is the 10th year anniversary. I think it was Monday, and just being remembered, I was at that first meeting. I got I celebrate my 10 years June the 23rd, but I remember my sponsor. I followed her wherever she went. I went, and I was there when they made the announcement. I was there. I'm showing up, and 10 years later, do I have a perfect world? I need to say yes to that. I don't have to look for no more perfect world on here, you know, right here. I don't, because meaning that if I'm not accepting people, places, and things that just as they are, I'm screwed. You know, I'm in food, I'm in whatever. And today I know it's not, things are not like I want it to be. Things are probably not like most people want it to be in, like they say, any condition, social or political. But the gift is God gave me a set of tools that I could work through anything. And He has the divine power. This word spreading out all over the world and all in business areas, everywhere where the dealing started way back then, as someone said, back in 1935. You know, I'm glad God used him, like I'm glad He used me and all of you. Thanks for allowing me to share and be a part of the solution. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Dion R. Next up is Amy W., followed by Raj G.
Hi, good morning, everybody. It's so wonderful to be here. I'm so grateful. Thank you for your service. And my name's Amy W., recovered in California, one day at a time. I'm always struck by how each of the chapters ends. It's such powerful combination of words, and this is no exception. And I just, let's see, I guess what's striking me right now is here and now, here and now. I had a really large 10 step to do yesterday. One of those, it wasn't the ankle biter kind of 10 steps. It was like the large movement internally ones of what was important for me to put down in a 6 and 7, these defects. And part of it is for me just this, well, I'm not, you know, judging, analyzing what's going to happen in the future, what this, what that, and how's it going to be, and what's it going to look like, and not being in here and now. And when I can put them down and, God willing, and create that kind of vacuum for my higher power to step in higher power's time, not my time, and be in the here and now, and be with you all, and hearing these amazing shares, and looking out and seeing the sun come up, and it is a form of utopia, and exactly not what I, you know, what my own version of it's supposed to look like. And I'm just so struck by that. And lastly, I just love peace on earth, goodwill to men. When I was in the food, I didn't really care for people. I mean, it was, you know, it was always a judgment or I was either less than or more than. And it's so wonderful to walk through the day and really feel a kindred connection to people, whether I'm in a checkout line or a good friend or popping by a neighbor, you know, passing a neighbor, and to look in their eyes and have a connection. It's just so different from how it used to be. So thank you all so much, my fellows. I'm so eager to hear what everyone else has to say. And I pass.
Thank you, Amy W. Next up is Raj G, followed by Connie K.
Hi, good morning. My name's Roz G. I'm in Palmdale, California. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. I am out walking my dog, so you'll hear some background noise. So I just want to share, thank you, God, that my worst day in a recovered abstinent state is way better than my best day when I was in the food. And I'll give some examples of that. You know, I bought a new car last September, so it's been about 9 months or whatever it is. You do the math on how long I've had this 2022 SUV, beautiful car. All the whistles stopped, everything, bells, whistles. And I let my daughter borrow it on the weekend, last weekend, and a text message comes in with a picture saying, Mom, I'm sorry, but I hit the mirror on the car. And because of this program, because of working with others, I've learned that pause when agitated is the instruction. So I just happened to be sitting in church when the text came in, and I paused. I didn't say anything. So after service, I went up to the pastor, and we talked about it. And he gave me a beautiful thing to say to her, and that is, go look in the mirror that you broke and see the beautiful face of my daughter who didn't get hurt. And we'll get it fixed. And I don't have an amends to make. I don't have to feel angry. It's like it is a utopia of sorts, because as long as I'm on this earth and I'm in this human state, shit's going to happen. It's going to happen. What am I going to do? Get pissed off, cuss somebody out, and eat? Do I really want to do that again? No. I need to pause. I need to say things calmly. Say what I mean what I say, but don't say it mean. And then when it comes to the little talk in the kitchen, you know, a lot of us went to the Vision for You convention last couple years ago, and we got to sit at that table, and we got to take pictures. I took a picture with my daughter, who came with me to the conference. She came with me just to hang out and do her own thing, but, you know, she did come with us to the house, and we sat at the table. And I had a lot of pain with her. She's in AA. And we have a beautiful picture of us sitting at that table. And then the other thing I want to say is I spend every morning, 5 a.m., taking newcomers or people who have relapsed through the steps. And then when they tell me, hey, Roz, I got a sponsee, and then their sponsee gets a sponsee, this whole thing continues all the way from the 1930s to now. It's amazing. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Raj G. Next up is Connie K., and then we'll open the line for more shares. Go ahead, Connie, and please share where you're calling from.
Oh, yeah, Connie K., Los Angeles. and I'm a compulsive eater. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm a little groggy because I just woke up. I'm not used to the early meetings yet. And my back is on its way in. Usually I'd say it's out, but it's on its it's on its way in again, I hope. And thanks for all your shares and the reading. Yeah, you know, I am approaching step four now. Just wrote down my first column, and what's happening, which I'm very grateful for, is that I'm kind. It looks like I'm being turned around like 180 degrees. And before I used to carry hostility, fear, anger, you know, self-righteousness, judgmentalness. I used to carry all that in my soul. And now, like you guys are saying, peace on earth, goodwill to all people, is places and things, is that now I can just shut all that stuff down, you know, or give it away, do what I got to do through the steps. And then, like you guys are saying, pause, pray, meditate, spend some time with my higher power. And even though I don't know it's there or not, I'll just sit there and let it develop. Just work this thing from the cup being half full. So I'm grateful to be here. Thanks so much, Pat.
All right. Thank you so much, Connie Kay. So now we'll open the line for share. We're on page 16, the third paragraph. Most of us feel we need look no further. And if you've shared on Tuesday or Wednesday, please let others share. And if you haven't shared ever or haven't shared in a while, we'd love to hear from you. Go ahead and I'll take names.
Louise from New York.
Lynette W.
Adele R.
What was this? Something W?
Lynette.
And after Lynette, was that Lynette W?
Lynette, yes. Yeah. Lynette, fine.
Okay, and who was after Lynette?
Adele R.
Adele R.
Christine L.
Christine L, great. Okay, we'll start with Louise from New York, followed by Lynette W. Please go ahead, Louise.
Hi, everybody. This is Louise, grateful, recovering compulsive overeater from New York. I love the first sentence. Most of us feel we need look no further for utopia. You know, I think, you know, in the past, we looked for everything in life through everything other than our higher power. You know, it was in people, it was in places, it was in things, it was trying to control all these things. And we fell short every time, you know. And the beauty of this program, to be able to turn our lives and will over to God as we understand Him and say, you're first, you know, you are first. And the utopia is that no matter what is going on out there, if we are spiritually fit and we turn to our higher power, we have Him, you know, and we have that calm in the middle of the storm. It's available to us, you know, if we're working for it, we're aware of it. And that's, you know, that's amazing, you know, it, right here and right now, you know, no more reaching. No more, you know, of all that striving. You know, it's about arriving. It's one day at a time, growing closer to our high power and growing spiritually and working these steps and, you know, just doing the work, you know, as everyone said, of the fourth, of looking at our character defects, making our amends, working, growing spiritually. And the rest of the stuff can kind of take care of itself. You know, God does that. You know, God is there. And, you know, spreading the word. It's just so beautiful and simple. You know, It doesn't have to be complicated. You know, it's a spiritual program. And thanks. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Louise from New York. Next up is Lynette W. And please give us where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Lynette W. in Georgia, recovered in Georgia. Thankful for everyone doing service this morning. I love this paragraph. Comes to mind two things. Recently, my husband and I were on a short vacation out of town, and it was so peaceful, and I was able to work my program while away after having worked the 12 steps and continuing to do service. And I had a thought that, you know, if I were to pass away the next day, I was content. And I don't know that I've ever felt that peace before, and that's only from working this program. And that comes to mind when I see the word utopia, but also that we need to look no further. I don't have to spend my days worrying about what else I need to do that's unrealistic, or all the things on my to-do list that are not necessarily serving other people, but just myself. It's this calm and peace that I don't have when I'm not in program. It's just amazing. And the other thing that comes to mind is I carried around this terrible resentment for so long. For 7 years, I had a bad experience with an employer. And almost every day, that resentment would bubble up in some fashion. And after working the steps and praying for that employer, regularly, that resentment is just gone. And I didn't expect that. I didn't think about that as something that would happen as a result of working the 12 steps. I came in just wanting to feel better and look better, but got all this bonus utopia things from working the program. It's just been incredible. And I feel so very blessed and so very thankful. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Lynette W. Next up is Adele R., followed by Christine L.
Good morning. Thank you. This is Adele R. in Kansas City, grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And I missed the reading, but when I heard the shares, I was like, oh, I know which paragraph they're on. I love this paragraph so much. And the first share that I heard was truly a widening circle of peace in my heart, somebody expressing sort of my emotions, my fear, and yet the instructions that we have in this program, it grounds me, it reassures me, it gives me purpose. And the paragraph before the last line says, faith has to work 24 hours a day in and through us, or we perish. And truly, I die a little when I fall into my fear or my resentment. But then I come to the steps and I work the suggestions that are given to me, and I find that I'm alive again. And I am just so grateful for this program and for this meeting and this fellowship and for each one that just is available that I've reached out to or has reached out to me. And we share our just our daily path, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Adele R. Next up is Christine L., and then I'll open the line for a few more shares. And Christine, you'll need to press star 1 to unmute.
Thank you for that direction. It's my first time at this meeting. My name is Christine L., and I am from New York City. I'm a compulsive overeater. Thank you for everybody doing service and for all your shares. For me, I am been in full relapse, and so I'm not currently in a state of utopia. This is maybe day 2 of really trying to attend meetings. I've been in this program since 2018, and I have been at that place, and I have had, felt I got to a place where loving myself and joy, and I know what it's like to be recovered. I'm just not there right now. So I know right now I'm going through the motions, and I know what I need to do to get there. And one of them is work, and obviously is working the steps, is working this program, which I haven't been doing. And working the program to get in that place is going to meetings. It's reaching out. It's a daily ritual of doing my 10-step and my food plan and prayer and meditation, and then prayer at night. It's writing, and I've been in relapse because I haven't been doing those things, and so I'm working on getting back to that. I reached out to a 24-hour hotline. It was very helpful, gave me even more tools and ideas, and I guess I'll pass with that. I'm really thankful for everybody's share, and you know, today is a good start. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine L. And next we have, we can open the line for a few more shares, and especially folks who've had a burning desire, and if you haven't shared in the last 3 days, please jump in.
Vanessa G.
G.
M.
Barbara B. You'll have to repeat that.
Barbara B.
Magra B.
Barbara.
Barbara, thank you.
Yeah.
Barbara.
Thank you.
So I have Vanessa G and Barbara B. Looks like I could take one more.
This is M. I'd like to, but I might have shared the other day, so if you have time and if there's nobody else.
Okay, so M. All right, go ahead then, Vanessa G, followed by Barbara B.
Hi, everybody. This is Vanessa G from New Mexico. And I think this is, when I looked up the word utopia this morning, I found two different definitions. And it seemed interesting to me that one had to do with self-will, and the other one had to do with grace. And I think that when I look at Bill's story, which is extremely important to me, I think about the choice that he shows us at the beginning of the story, the choice that he was faced with coming out of the cathedral and seeing this harbinger of death. And he talks about how he ignored the warning. You know, I looked up the death of an uncle just a few days ago, and it happened in December, actually December the 11th, in 1976. And I remember going to that funeral as a young person, and he had drank himself to death. He had cirrhosis so badly that he barely fit in his coffin. In fact, his stomach touched the top of his coffin. And a few months later, an aunt of mine passed away, and she also didn't fit in her coffin. She had eaten herself to death in her bedroom for a number of years, and they actually had to take the doorway down to get her out, and she was in an oversized coffin. I remember attending both of those funerals and not recognizing that either one had anything to do with me, that either one were harbingers of death for me. And I experienced so many of the things that Bill experienced throughout his story until someone brought me the message and changed my life. And utopia, when I looked it up this morning, was all about a new kind of life, a transformation, both from exterior sources and interior sources. And it results supposedly in an egalitarian bottom-up society. And so it's so fitting to me that the story ends up with life and with a new life for all of us and for a society that sustains it. I'm really grateful to all of you, and thank you so much for bringing me to 12-step recovery. And I'll pass.
Next up is, thank you, Vanessa G. Next up, we have Barbara B, followed by M.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I'm Barbara B. from Connecticut. I would like to thank you, everybody, for being here. We have this amazing channel that we can talk very honest about it. I'm very grateful because I'm have been in OA for 1 month and a half, and I just start over the step one because I'm really getting into the, you know, deny. So when I heard the paragraph, I was like, you know, sometimes I just don't want to believe, you know, that I have this disease and I have to share this because I need to hear from myself, you know, that I do have, and that's okay. And it's, you know, and there's an answer for that. You can imagine if you have, like, you know, people that have cancer, stuff like that, they don't have the cure and then they don't have a way out of, right? So I'm so blessed that we are, you know, like in terms, that's a spiritual, like yesterday I heard my brain is wired different, you know, and I have to have compassion instead to just deny and keep thinking I can do myself whatever, and I've been trying whatever you can imagine. And anyway, I just want to, you know, put that out, that I need to remind myself that I have this step one. And I thank God, I believe in a spiritual God that is around us. You know, we still are in the age of miracles, as they say. And we got to believe in that and do our part. So I ask God every day to do my part, the action, you know, because I want to just lay down and not doing nothing in terms of spiritually, in terms to call people, in terms to go to the meetings, you know. So I just need to ask, I just ask God every day to help me to do the action, because this is a program of action, you know. Thank you so much for you guys, and I pass.
Thank you, Barbara B. Next up is M. M, tell us where you're calling from, please.
Well, I just want to offer appreciation and thanks to everybody who's on the line, everybody who shared, and everybody who's doing service, especially the moderator. I'm anorexic, so I don't know if this is the right place for me or if anorexics are welcomed in this meeting, but I'm getting a lot out of hearing everybody share about their recovery. And I just want to say that right now I'm eating 3 healthy meals a day. And to me, that's recovery, living in my recovery. So thank you all for letting me share and for letting me claim my seat.
Thank you so much for joining. And yes, anyone who has challenges with food is here and welcome. All right, so we've got time for like 1 to 2 shares. Who would like to jump in? Don't be shy. I can take 2 names.
Gen Z.
Gen Z, thank you, Jen. And then I'll jump in. Oh, Janice K, great. And if there's time, I'll just jump in for a moment. Okay, so you'll need to take about 2 minutes. Thank you, okay. Jen Z, followed by Janice K.
Hi, my name is Jen, and I'm a compulsive overeater with a history of anorexia and bulimia. And this is my first time sharing this meeting. I really relate to what everyone's talking about. You know, for me, it's like I haven't quite got to that utopia yet. You know, I'm still struggling with the obsession and, you know, those disease thoughts, you know, my disease creeping in. But I am in the process of working the steps. And it helps to listen to everybody sharing their experience, strength, and hope around what was read today, because it gives me hope that I can achieve that one day if I do the steps and if I work the program. So I'm kind of acting as if right now, and I'm on my fourth step, and I'm working with a sponsor, and you know, I'm abstinent right now, a day at a time, and you know, just working on the maintenance of my spiritual condition on a daily basis. You know, there's a lot of room for work. So I just take hope into what everyone is saying, and I want to thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you, Jen Z, followed by Janice K. Janice K, you're up next. 2 minutes, please. Let me just see you. No, you can go 3 minutes. And please press star one to unmute.
Hi, this is Janice K.
Yeah, there you go. And yeah, looks like you'll need 2 minutes.
Okay. All right. What's on my heart to say is very simple. It's that no one finishes the steps the same person that they were when they began. The idea of the steps is not to send you through steps and have you come out on the other side, missing only the attraction of food and the weight. The goal of program is to change who you are. And the more we cooperate with that effort, the more room we give our higher power to work within us, the better we come through. So spiritual fitness is not a simple thing. It's kind of like training for a 10K marathon. But the end result is very worth it. I look forward to greeting you on the road to happy destiny. Thank you, Atef.
Thank you, Janice K. All right, and I'll just jump in for 1 minute to say, boy, you know, when I was in therapy, my therapist recommended I check out OA, and I felt like I was given a life sentence. This is Donna W., and in California, and I thought I was getting a life sentence. I had no idea. I was getting a program for living, to just a community that I didn't have to be alone anymore. And it wasn't just about putting down the foods, but giving me a way to really be in my life and deal with no matter what is going on. So with that, I pass. All right, I'll get back to my script. All right. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I have Eileen M. Please read page 164.
Good morning. This is Eileen M., recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.
Thank you, Eileen M.